Well, the sun is shining and I've got the smell of fresh coffee and baked goods. I can smell croissant and I'm just about to go into the School of Artisan Cookery on the Welbeck Estate to meet Emmanuel Hadrioni, who has written the most fantastic book. Liz, open the door for me. Here we are. There's about 14 or 15 people in here and I just need to find my station. I think I'm not quite sure where I'm going to be yet. Hello, David.
Hi.
Hi.
You're in your own territory there, if you'd like.
I'm just over, whereabouts am I? I'm over here. Is that right here?
Yeah, that's fine, if you're happy there.
Yep, perfect.
Lovely.
Thank you.
First of all, when you make up a croissant dough, you go through the whole kneading process, which I will explain to you guys a little bit later on. Okay. Put it in the fridge, and what it does is that while it's in the fridge, the yeast starts fermenting nicely. Okay. But the gluten, which is the stretchy part of it, relaxes really, really well, so it's easy to roll out.
We just watched Emmanuel do the first demonstration of how to make croissant, and he's taken a dough that was prepared last night that has rested overnight and very carefully folded some butter in. So it's now my turn. I'm going to go and wash my hands and see how Katinka's getting on. Hang on a second, it's Katinka. Did that look easy?
It did, until he resumed it with a tea towel, and then I couldn't remember how he'd done it in the beginning.
So yes, we've got to do a little bit of folding, turn it into put the butter in, fold it into an envelope, flip it over, and then fold it into a third, and roll it.
Yes.
And did you remember the bashing
and
bit?
The bashing, yes.
Yes.
And the bashing.
With the rolling pin.
With the rolling pin. I haven't got a rolling pin, though.
Right, well, I'm going to go back over to my station and crack on with mine now.
Good luck.
Well, that's the sound of everyone just bashing out their pastry. And I'm just tipping my pastry out of the bowl. Hang on, it won't come out. There we go. Smells beautifully. It smells beautifully of yeast, and I would guess from the smell that that's fresh yeast. What I have to do is just push that into a shape that I can then put my butter into. Here's the interesting bit, holding the microphone and cutting my butter up without getting butter all over my recording equipment. So I'm just flipping this butter up. It's quite important, I understand, that the butter's cold. If it gets warm, then you can't get it sandwiched in between. And in effect, I've pressed out my pastry. I'm actually looking at this, I need to make that pastry a little bit wider, because I need to turn that into an envelope. So I've pushed this out. In fact, that looks a little bit too much there. Here we go. Now the butter is in the middle of the pastry, and I'm just going to fold it once over, fold it over again, pat that down slightly, and bring it over to the top, and effectively turn it into a parcel, if you like. I'm going to flip it over. Yeah, I think so. I am having to do this one-handedly, though, David.
Right. Do you want me to hold that whilst
No, no, it's good. We're okay. We're managing. I've got three children. I learned to do everything one-handed a long time ago. Here we go. So now I just have to bash that up slightly.
Yes, that's right. Just to
get that butter.
Get the butter into as evenly as possible into the middle and into the corners as well, so that you get an even distribution before you then start doing your turns, which is the putting the different layers in to form the laminations.
Effectively, what we're doing is we're creating a layer of fat and then a layer of pastry, aren't we?
Yes, what you're doing is at this stage you've got pastry, butter, pastry, but then when you come to do your turns, obviously you're going to start building up those layers, and that's what forms all the laminations, as we call them, which will enable you to get a nice, light, puffy end product.
That's wonderful. So what do you think so far? How am I doing?
I think you're doing very well, especially one-handed. I'm very impressed.
There we are, look.
At this stage, one other thing just useful to know is that the squarer you keep the corners at this stage, the easier you'll find it is once you start rolling out. So don't hesitate to sort of literally pick it up. A, that stops it from sticking to the surface, and just with your hands, just blocking the corners in until they're nice and square. If it needs just sort of pressing out and pulling, just to get a nice regular rectangular piece of dough with nice corners, then, as I say, time spent at this stage doing that will save you time later on as well.
Well, that looks very neat now. So is this the stage now where I flip it over and then roll
and
it out
rolling.
to the
yes,
length of my rolling
right.
pin?
Yes, you're going to within just a sort of four fingers to the end of your rolling pin.
David, this rolling pin is quite a longer rolling pin than normal, isn't it? I mean, I would say that's about probably 15 inches.
Yes, yeah, I mean, it is a long rolling pin. I quite like these rolling pins because they don't have the ridges at the ends, and when you come to roll something out that's fairly wide, it's easier, I think, with a rolling pin without any handles on. But you'll find later on when you come to roll out it out and trying to get the length before doing the turns that will help.
You know what, for the rolling I think I am going to have to put this down.
I think you probably are, but I shall be on hand if you need me.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
Right, well, I'll be back in just a minute. Just rolling this out now. Quite gently, not pushing too hard because I'm a little bit worried about that butter escaping.
You're okay?
There we are.
Don't worry,
just
a little bit of a lift. So when you come to do your amount of it,
I have to admit, I'm a little bit nervous about ruining this. So I'm just taking it very easy. Although I can see the butter underneath here. And as I'm rolling, I can see little pockets of air moving up and down with my rolling pin. It's a little bit surreal, actually. I think because the butter's hard,
yeah.
The rolling isn't as straightforward as you think.
Yeah, no problem with that. You just need to roll that.
It's taking a little bit more effort to roll out than normal. I don't want to bust this butter out at all.
Yeah, that's lovely. No, that's looking fine. Don't worry about the little bubbles that you're getting, Vanessa. There, that's something that happens, and you'll find that they'll all be incorporated.
It does kind of look like there's a little sort of bubble sort of following the rolling pin up and down.
Not to worry, that they'll be going into the centre, and as you roll it later on, they'll disappear. So,
lovely.
But you are definitely giving yourself a challenge doing it one hand. And don't hesitate from time to time just to pick the dough up, because otherwise
it will stick,
and it just enables you also just to check that there's nothing coming out the other side, which there isn't. So I should stick with that, and from time to time just stop and just tidy it up and reshape, because obviously if it gets out of shape and then you roll it when it's out of shape, it sort of accentuates the out of shapeness.
The There's a little bit of butter escaped here, but I'm going to pretend that it hasn't. So I'm just folding it down now, folding it back up into a third. And is that, what do you think?
What you could just do with doing is just pulling those corners so that you try and get it as square as possible.
Excuse me. David, why is it so important that it's square?
Because when you come to roll out and do your various folds, it makes it much easier, because otherwise when you roll it out, it's all going to be misshapen. Mm-hmm. And it, in order to get the layers all nice and even, mm-hmm. The square it is at this stage, the easier you'll find it later on.
So in order to remember what I've done, I stick my finger
just
in
gently
once.
And
just
don't
once.
Go through, because don't go through, because obviously we're creating layers in it. So if you actually, the danger with ladies and their lovely fingernails is that they tend to actually pierce the laminations doing that. So it's literally just a gentle finger mark, just a little indentation which shows. I mean, alternatively, if you're worried about actually going through, you can have a little piece of paper and just mark them off.
How
as
many
well.
Times do we do these rolls and folds?
I think with these we're likely to do three what are called single turns, which are doing them into the third and then in again over again.
That's lovely. Thank you.
It's a pleasure.